You're listening to DraftKings Network.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
Welcome into another edition of Mystery Crate. I'm Chris Whittingham, recording from my hotel room in Lake Tahoe, where the show has been, at least part of the show has been, over the course of the last couple of days. Stu Gotts, Greg Cody, and Chris Cody played in the American Century Championship Pro-Am, which plays on a Thursday. They were paired with Marty Fish and Philip Bailey, of the lead singer of Earth, Wind, and Fire. So it was an incredible day out at Lake Tahoe. We spent the day recording a bunch of the things that we were doing out there. There'll be plenty of video that will be out on our YouTube page, Levitard and Friends on YouTube. That's where you find and subscribe. We also put, obviously, the live show up there and plenty of clips from the show. So recommend you follow us on YouTube, and we'll be putting a lot of the content that we shot here in Lake Tahoe. But I was walking around with a recorder all day, and I was able to grab a fair bit of what we did. And this might sound clunky at times because I was kind of recording on and off. There's a couple times where Tony and I were actually recording from the roof of a golf cart because there were not enough golf carts for all of us. So we would ride next to the golf bags on the top of the golf cart. Myself and our videographer, Lewis, who came out on this trip with us, actually fell off the golf cart on several occasions. I landed on my own 2 feet. Lewis did not. So a lot of different things you'll hear over the course of this. Greg Cody will be cursing during this, so it might be a little bit helter-skelter, but basically it is a chronology of our day at the American Century Championship Pro-Am. Thanks to NBC, thanks to Nick Casanova, who set this up for us to get us on the golf course and be able to bring some of this to you. Now, also later on in this episode of Mystery Crate, we'll also bring you our car ride into Lake Tahoe. We kind of decided it was a little over an hour, and so Chris, Greg Cody, Tony, Lewis, our videographer, and myself were in the car, and so we recorded that as well. So it's a full-on Lake Tahoe episode of Mystery Crate. Let's get to it with the round. Stu Gotts, Greg Cody, and Chris Cody played in Lake Tahoe, and we begin with the aforementioned Nick Casanova's introduction of Stu Gotts off the first tee at Lake Tahoe.
Stu Gotts here for my friends over at DraftKings. The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odd boost, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DAN. New customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. How about that? $5, get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DAN, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
He graduated from Clark University as the all-time leading goal scorer for the lacrosse team that was nicknamed the SWAT team. He's the co-host of the Dan Le Batard Show with Stu Gotts. Please welcome Stu Gotts.
Is that your drive that they use?
Yeah, that's right. First hole jitters. Didn't even hit it that great. It's all right. I'll get there. I'll settle in.
First hole jitters are real, too.
Really?
They are real.
And he had it for sure because he took a little divot with the driver, even though it's straight and it was perfect. Because if you would have gotten that, we're in the water. Yeah. And then we got to use like Greg's ball. And then
wait, you took a divot with a driver?
I hit a little ground first,
I brought scuba gear for you.
But listen, on the first hole with people watching?
Yeah.
I'm on in two.
We say there's like a dozen people watching?
Yeah, less.
No, but you're teeing off at the same time as Kelsey.
I know,
but even still, like, you know, I think there was a little bit of a gag exchange between Marty Fish and Patrick Mahomes as well.
There is. You heard Kelsey on our show say that Mahomes came out here last year thinking he was going to win the thing. Mm-hmm. After nine holes, he said, "Dude, Marty's like four under." And he goes, "You might as well just start getting hammered." I said, "They just started ripping open beers." And then Mahomes started playing well.
Parsky to start out,
you know. So, listen, I'm playing with a defending champion who's a scratch golfer. He parred. I parred. What up?
I mean, for the first hole, I mean, that's kind of, you know, it's probably going to go downhill from here, but.
It only has one way to go from here, Chris. It's way down.
Greg has stepped up to the tee on the second hole. There's a lake that he has to traverse in order to get to the fairway. He has not done so successfully. It's right in the water. That's lost ball number two on the day for Greg Cody. Chris Cody will now step up to the tee in a black and orange outfit, decided to match with DraftKings, company man. He's also sporting a DraftKings hat. His tee shot from two. Starts left, doesn't quite hook round. It seems like it'll be near a tree and near the rope line on the left side of the rough here on two. Stugatz next. Have to be honest, didn't know that Stugatz was a lefty.
Yeah.
Certainly surprised me here at the American Century Championship at Lake Tahoe. He will now attempt to traverse the lake. A deliberate run up to the tee shot. Stands 2 feet together and then spreads them apart, adjusts the grip, and has the tee shot going left. Another tee shot gone awry, although Chris has certainly gone better than Stugatz's. I believe the format for today, I'm here with Tony, I believe the format for today is best ball for the tee shot, correct, and then everyone plays from there. Otherwise known as everyone using Marty Fish's tee shot.
Yes.
Another one in the water, Greg?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. But who's counting?
Well, we are. It's two now. Greg, what's your process with your swing just in terms of, all right, so that tee shot didn't go well. What adjustments are you thinking about making?
I think next time I'm going to try to hit the ball better. I think that's the big adjustment I'm going to make is to forget the last shot and concentrate fully on the next one.
But, like, are you, like, you know, adjust your elbow, adjust your stance?
No.
There's no technical aspect.
My game's not good enough to do all that shit.
Early moments of controversy here on the second green is Stugatz started doing a monologue about not getting a handicap while Chris was in his backswing. I mean,
listen, enough of Chris. He's a little nervous. He's a little rattled. Chris is a better golfer than this. In the meantime, I'm minus one. I mean, red numbers.
When I was growing up, probably why I grew up so strange, we used to eat awful all the time, which is OFFAL and AWFUL at the same time.
What is it? Awful? What is it? What is that?
OFFAL. It's like basically animal organs.
But like nondescript animal organs?
Well, just like intestines and, you know, stuff you normally wouldn't think of as food.
Run-of-the-mill organ. Any organ.
But Greg, do you feel like chopped liver today?
A couple of my shots felt like chopped liver. I've lost. Is my ball loss count two or three right now?
Two.
Two, okay.
One per hole.
Okay. I can live with that.
We're on top of the roof. We're going to call this portion of whatever this is that we're doing roof conversations.
Yeah.
Now, there's five golfers today. They were assigned three golf carts, and thus we did not end up with a golf cart. So we are riding next to the bags of Chris and Greg Cody, and we are braving the elements here in Lake Tahoe. Greg, yeah, you can pick
him up. It's actually really nice. Like, the ride is nice. Being on top here as you almost fall off a bridge, it's really nice. You get some breeze. We get to get through the pines here. It's nice.
Now, is the liability of me falling off this thing worth the hilarious content that will ensue if I did fall off?
I almost fell off.
Yeah. There have been several near falls.
Yeah. I feel like it's going to be... We're going to get to a point because both of our legs are very tired from holding on for dear life.
We're on hole three.
We've got 15 holes left.
I think you got to even put it even a little bit further out, right?
I am going to put it a little further out. Right? I'm going to drain this is what I'm going to do. That would make, so with my handicap, that would make a two, a one. They're going to think I started fudging my handicap soon. I better miss a few shots.
I tweeted out that you're three under after two on your personal record book.
But I really am.
My favorite part so far is watching the people look at the little brochure with all the tee times and like being like, who the f*** are these guys? like, we're that group who are like, you know, Marty. People know Marty, but like, other than that, everyone's like looking at the sheet like, who the f-?
They're like holding like booklets waiting for autographs to be signed, and then
they're like, no one in this group. No one in this group.
Stugans for birdie on three. About a 25-foot putt, right to left break. Gotta get the speed right. Others have tried, where Stugats will succeed. It's broken ahead of the hole. It's a very nonchalant putting stroke from Stugats.
So it looks like he doesn't even hit it sometimes. Like, yeah. he almost, like pre-hits it.
It's almost like he's thinning a putt.
Mm-hmm. That's
what exactly. It sounds like. Either way, some intense two putts coming here. Philip Bailey for par. Oh, it just rims out. Unlucky. Greg Cody. Left-handed putter. How about that?
Right-handed everything else, and then left-handed...
Oh, Chris. Three-putting. Going way too quick there. So it's another three-putt for Chris Cody. The short game has let him down.
Let's do with another
He
par.
Is absolutely fuming. Let's grab him now.
Fucking chuck this club right now.
Chris, I feel like you approached that a bit too quickly. You were...
Well, I had Stugats. Stugats is a little annoying right now.
Okay, what's going on with Stugats? Why is he being annoying?
I don't know. I'm just mad at myself, so I'm blaming Stugats.
Opportunity for the big dog to eat here at four. Oh, wow. He has absolutely slaughtered that ball. It's carrying. Wow. Goodness me. Sliced right over the bunker onto that angle of the fairway. That is quality. Philip Bailey and Greg Cody, a couple of mensches cutting it up.
One thing I'm learning after a couple holes, Marty Fish and his caddy have both told me that I swing the ball too well for the clubs I have. Like, I didn't realize my club, because I knew I have old clubs and I needed new clubs, but I'm learning, I need to, like, spend, like, a grand and get, like, a whole new set.
Of irons and...
I'm, like, just outdated. My driver, like, they're probably 10 years old, and it's just, you know, it's kind of like...
So with modern technology, you could hit the ball even further.
Right.
I'm going to grab some fans here. What's your name, sir?
My name's Matt.
Matt. Now, Matt, I just overheard you say something about Stugats. What was it?
That he's fatter in person.
Wow. That's harsh.
You know, lighting, I don't know what you guys do in the studio, but...
It's mostly an overhead angle, so it's... No, he looks fatter in person. Oh. There's some side profiles of him that aren't great, but...
Yeah, that's true. You look great, Chris. Much better in person. If that
take 15 paces away, and we'll get his honest thoughts. Move on down the line here. What's your name?
My name's Brian.
Brian is a fan of the show, also here to watch the proceedings. What do you make of it so far?
It's great. Good having you guys up here in Tahoe.
You're a local, correct?
I am. Yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming out. Let's watch here Stugats' tee shot here on the fifth at the American Century Championship. A bit low. It's gone.
Fairway.
Yeah, it's gone for the old worm burner there. It's a bit low, right edge of the fairway. I think we're going to go for Marty Fish's drive here.
Yeah, Marty's pretty good.
Thank you so much for coming. And lastly, what's your name, sir?
Butters.
Butters?
Yes.
Like from South Park?
Yes.
Is that a nickname, or is that on a birth certificate?
A resemblance.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
On your birth certificate, it doesn't say Butters, though.
It says Brian also.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, thank you for coming.
Yeah.
What was your impetus for coming?
I just knew you guys were going to be here. I'm a big fan of the show. I don't get the show, but big fan.
You don't get the show?
I don't get the show.
Why not?
I'm just kidding.
One of the most underrated feelings in life, and Phil from Earth, Wind, and Fire agrees, is just walking up a fairway with your putter and nothing but your putter. Because you know what it means, Chris?
It means you had a nice on.
It means you're on the green.
Philip Bailey for Earth, Wind, and Fire. First off, it's lovely to be playing with you today. How have you enjoyed playing with these guys?
It's been a hoot. One laugh after the next. We're having a great time. It's a great place to be. It's wonderful to get out of the I won't even say the word, the other state, and move on with some living.
Greg, we just saw you putt here from the fairway. Now, one thing I've noticed about your golf game, Greg, you putt with your left hand despite being a right-handed player. What's the thinking behind that?
Very astute of you to observe that. I had the yips so bad like 10 years ago that I was trying everything. I was putting with a driver. I was doing everything I could. I was praying people would give me a gimme on a 2-foot putt. And so finally, just out of desperation, I bought a left-handed blade. And, you know, among all the bad things about my golf game, putting is probably not in the top five. So we're okay.
So it's worked.
Semi. Yes.
Right. You ever thought about like a chest putter? You ever thought about one of those?
No. Look, I'm old. I'm not that old. When I see somebody using a chest putter, it's like, come on.
You're like Bryson DeChambeau uses a chest putter now.
I don't care. He's got one foot in the grave as far as I'm concerned. Come on.
It's time for another edition of Lake Tahoe Sessions. From the roof of a golf cart, Chris and Tony here. We're at 15. I was just told by a fan of the show that we're actually heading towards like the really picturesque holes here. But I think you and I have both kind of hit a little bit of a wall. We were up early yesterday. Mm-hmm. We're up early today. Sun is beating down today. I also just saw a cloud for the first time since arriving in Lake Tahoe.
I was going to say, I haven't seen many clouds, but I do see the one you're looking at, and it's nowhere near the sun, which is not great.
Yeah.
Usually we like the clouds like next to the sun. So they can
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And
yeah.
There's no sun, or there's no clouds near the sun.
No, we're not getting spared by the sun today. Now, I feel bad because obviously this is an audio medium, but I think we should talk a little about just how absolutely f-ing nice this place is.
Yeah.
It is incredible. Like, every hole you turn around and there's a new Instagram picture. I feel like such a basic person today because all I want to do is, like, can I take this and put it on my Insta story? This has been a day to end all days in terms of, like, every single area other than the casino at Harvey's.
Sad. It's a very sad casino.
Is photographable. Here with Chris following a shit par.
Char. Yeah.
Listen,
I'm trying to just enjoy myself out here. I'm not playing as well as I'd like. This is a really tough course. The greens are working me right now. So, I'm just enjoying myself. I'm not going to get frustrated even though I'm livid right now.
Yeah, there was like a deep breath. I've never seen that from you before. As a matter of fact, I was so surprised by it that I thought you were like kidding. I thought it was like, I'm getting like kind of a little bit of a put on here from Chris, but that was like legitimate rage.
With golf, I have the capability of playing really well, and it's frustrating when I don't. So, yeah. And this is a once in a lifetime like course, so it's like I want to play well. And
but
it's,
you still, I mean, you crushed the shit out of your tee shot.
Tee shots are good,
and then your second shot was even better.
Marty seems to be impressed with my play, the way he's like telling me to go last and stuff. So,
welcome to Lake Tahoe Sessions. I'm Chris.
You're
with Chris, who's actually on the roof this time.
Yeah.
You just want to be a man of the people?
I'm just trying to drink it in, man. Like, yeah. I know, like, I feel like it's a redundant thing, but this is just so fucking gorgeous.
Yeah.
Like,
so
I'm, like, a little upset that, like, we're more than half done now. Like, it's almost over. It's like...
You don't feel like you've adequately savored it?
Oh, no, I'm savoring. Yeah. Savoring it.
Savoring
but
it.
I'm finally found my swing the last few holes. I've actually birdied 3 holes in a row, so...
So do you feel like... Whoa, Tony!
So, I'm feeling good.
Yeah, so you're no longer like thinking about nerves. You're just playing golf and you're Zagaki. Enjoying the appeal of golf.
Zagaki.
Burning.
Fuck,
I'm going up.
And the equipment stays. And we're here. Witty just fell off, but I'm here. The equipment is still on the thing and
I was a little late to say turning.
Turning it.
Now, Chris, your father was really struggling there out of the bunker. Why was it your instinct to start laughing?
Well, it's funny when someone takes 5 shots to get out of a bunker. Look, he's smiling.
No,
I mean, it's funny.
Not funny.
It's funny.
It's not funny. It's painful.
We got to get out of here. There's people behind. He had a good run of holes there, and it just all blew up in that hole.
Greg, how do you feel about someone laughing at your misery?
I hate the sand. I don't go to the beach. Really? I never had a sandbox. Anything to do with sand, I never use sandpaper. Anything to do with sand, I absolutely hate. And I have no further comment at this time.
Now we're here with the defending champion of the American Century Championship, Marty Fish. Yeah, oh, wow. Chris just absolutely demolished that. Now, I wanted to get your scouting report on all of your teammates today.
Okay.
So we'll start first with Greg Cody. I feel like you've enjoyed the stylings of Greg today. What have you made of his performance?
Greg's sneaky good putter. He's got he putts lefty. I'm not sure if he even knows that he putts lefty. He probably thinks that he's...
I actually asked him about this. He says it was a way to solve the yips. He was a right-handed putter, but went lefty because he felt like it solved a case of the yips.
So we don't worry too much about distance with Greg, but he's accurate. He's pretty straight.
As he hits the cart.
You know, that's straight, though. I mean, that's straight-ish. That's straight-ish, and he's a great putter. I mean, he's like the...
Grutter.
Yeah, he's a... Putting it.
Now, Stugatz is about to step up to the tee. What have you made of his performance today?
Stugatz has a little bit of the Sergio Garcia with his hands sort of to start. But I do like the fact once he does get locked in that sort of 2.5 minutes that he takes to swing, he does go.
Oh, wow.
That's a drive of the day.
Now, that's probably the drive of the day.
On video.
Piping it.
They got that on video.
Well, it's going on Twitter.
Yeah.
Get it out now.
that's a little bit difficult. All right. Chris Cody. Bombing it.
Chris is clearly the athlete in the group.
Yeah,
sort of the athlete in the group. Chris is using clubs. Chris is using clubs from 1984. And if he's actually using the bubble burner, no, the Big Bertha, the Cali Big Bertha, they've discontinued that specific one, went to like 20 years of other drivers, and then back to the Big Bertha. And then discontinued it again. He's still got it. He's got the first edition. So he needs new clubs.
Yeah, we should sponsor Chris Cody's golf game because he could crush it, right?
A whole lot of. I mean, I don't want to put a whole lot of money on that, but but we can get somebody else to sponsor it.
Thank you, Marty.
Pleasure.
I'm gonna get some golf ASMR.
Oh no!
You're right.
Go.
You're okay.
Go.
You're right.
Oh fuck me. Greg,
of all times, to pull the shot of the day.
Well, let's see how close it is. It's not as close as it looks in golf.
I understand, but it's still pretty close.
Well, we'll see.
You know what? I think we should walk this one. Stu Gatz, get in here with us. The triumph. You should do like the golf clap where you put your hands over your head
and like kind of do like that thing.
Yeah. In the crowd. Yeah, yes, exactly. I like it. Yeah, okay, good.
We would have stopped playing?
Marty said we would stop.
Oh, okay. It's call it a day.
Lights out.
Yeah. I mean, still.
All you do, though, is you need eyeballs on you when you're playing. Right?
I think that's it.
Well, his son isn't paying attention to anything.
That's what I need.
He's not your son's eyeballs.
So. Well. I need all that.
Yeah, you need music. You need things to not think about your golf game.
Right. I need to be distracted from the reality of my golf game. That's exactly right.
I think you're right, though. I think it's a little bit further away than we initially thought.
It's never as close as it looks.
It's closest.
Even if it's not the closest, we're using it anyway.
Yeah. Now, I was told that this is a Corona chug hole.
Yep.
And so apparently if you get within 10 feet of the pin, if you do a challenge, you could have...
Greg chugging.
Right, exactly.
Greg with the movies outside of 10.
That's what I'm saying. I think it was a missed opportunity.
It's the Aaron Rodgers chug challenge. You know, because when he does it at the Bucks games, he starts spilling, you know, drooling down his shirt.
Yo, so what will this be like on, like, Saturday, Sunday?
This will all be packed, yeah. That will be blasting music and stuff. Yeah. Just like that, really.
So awesome. Yeah, Greg was saying that he wishes more golf atmospheres were like that.
They should all be like that. I think the 7th, 16th, what is it, the 16th of the Waste Management?
Yeah.
It's the best hole in golf.
Those guys love that.
Wow. Yeah, they love it.
Greg, we're using yours.
Okay. Look, like loosening Greg up. So yeah.
I want to pretend the hole's like in this area.
You want me
Greg would go, but he has a wedge in his head.
That far?
Yeah, it's going to release. I mean, this is...
You think it's going to go that far right?
Dad, yeah. Listen to him.
It's swinging
Greg,
right.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's just more about speed. You know? Okay.
Greg is currently telling a caddy. Yeah, he's a caddy.
Here's what's happening. Greg is feeling good about himself, right? So he's questioning a guy who's played the course 1,000 times.
Okay. I'm going to ask you to just sing 10 seconds of something. Just anything. Just favor us with a little snippet.
All right, come on. Come on, Valerie. Body. Say, do you remember Badia?
Yeah.
Dancing in September, Badia. Oh. Never was a cloudy day.
You're slaying those high notes.
So that was our round today at Lake Tahoe. Now let's get to our drive-in. We basically just decided with our driver who brought us into town, let's just get the recorder on. Let's get Greg Cody yammering about stuff. So here's our drive into Lake Tahoe from the Reno Airport. There's some sadness along the way and hopefully a few laughs. Check it out. Just started recording. So we might turn this into content. It could also be terrible. So
what's the podcast?
The Dan Levitard Show with Stu Gatz. Used to be on ESPN.
Dan
Levitard Show.
It's an ensemble cast.
We're basically all behind the scenes people.
Yeah.
Except Greg.
We get bumped by Bear Grease.
Yeah.
Or Bear Grease.
What are you saying?
There's a podcast called Bear Grease.
Bob Grease.
And I always have a joke with myself whether my podcast is going to beat Bear Grease this week.
Have you heard Bear Grease? Like,
no,
what is
I haven't.
It? Do we know what it's about? I think there's a lot of hunter-based podcasts.
Nobody studies
the podcast charts more than Greg Cody. And we average like 121 in sports, right? Like, with that, what's a good week for us in sports?
Top 100.
But Greg, you could say you have a top 100 podcast. Like, that's big.
It's doing okay. We're all right.
But I've never seen somebody with such a mediocre ranking care so much
about
the podcast.
Well, that's not a mediocre ranking.
I know. I'm just.
There's effing 80,000 sports podcasts.
Tell them, Greg.
Curse, Greg. Curse. It's okay.
I mean, we're in the upper 1%.
All right.
I agree, Chris. I think you have way too high of a standard.
No, I know.
I understand that we work for a podcast that's routinely in the top three, but still.
No, I know. Yeah. The podcast does well for. Yeah. It does.
For what?
For compared to the other Miami Herald podcast.
compared to the other McClatchy podcast as well, right?
McClatchy, God.
McClatchy.
That means I have a chance to hit it 200 yards with a little luck and a cart path bounce.
I love a good cart path bounce. You know what I mean? When you slice one and you're like, ooh, I don't know if that's going somewhere. And then it hits the cart path and gives you an extra 50 yards. Oh, so nice.
I'll also take the carom off the tree branch. Yes. Where you get that rare bounce forward.
Yes. Oh, you're on the fairway. Like when you hit a tree, right. And then it's like, oh, it's out in the fairway.
Do you ever hit it super thin and it's like skimming along the fairway? Yeah. Got a big bounce. Oh, yeah. Love a big bounce. Yes.
I feel like a successful round tomorrow will be me and my dad, neither of us hitting a person in the gallery.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
If that happens, it's a fun round.
Yeah. Greg, how would you describe yourself as a golfer?
Mediocre.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think I'm terrible. Mm. I can putt a little bit. I'm not a long hitter. I think my short irons are good. I'm pretty comfy with a 9-iron and a putter. But
it's not good.
There's weaknesses to my game.
So, Chris, how would you describe Greg's golf game?
Shaky. Especially
so
when
not mediocre,
and
shaky.
When there's more pressure put on him, worse. So,
are you afraid of the pressure tomorrow?
I'm afraid of the first tee shot. I have a wad of $20 bills. I'm literally going to pay people to turn around and not watch my tee shot.
What's your favorite club, Chris?
I like to let the big dog eat.
Yeah. Know? When you tee off that first driver, whatever it is, like what do you think the feelings are going to be?
Well, I know I'm going to hit it solid. Like, I'm not worried about killing someone. It's more just like if I overswing or if my nerves get to me, I'll slice it.
Ooh.
So like, I'm not worried about, you know, truly embarrassing myself on the first tee, but I want to pipe one down the middle and I need to be really focused for that. And I'm really relying on the range session beforehand to like calm the nerves, get settled. I plan to
lay the land.
I plan to get out there basically right at the crack of dawn when the range opens and be like the first person out there just to drink it all in, calm myself, and you know, get my head right.
Greg, I feel like you're a golfer who's better after he's had several beers because you relax a little bit.
You know, it's funny you should mention that because it is a fine line.
Yes.
Okay. If you go from completely sober to like three beers in, it's great. You're relaxed. The edge is off. You're maybe a little bit more daring or what have you. You're a little more confident. Fourth beer on, there's no guarantee.
I love Greg Cody pretending like four beers does anything good.
That's the line.
I'm being polite.
Maybe 14 beers maybe.
I'm being polite. We did split three six packs the other day. I will say that.
Ooh, wow. That was the front nine or hole 18? Six pack and a half for both of you, huh? Yeah. Oh, throwing you under the bus there.
I don't see the lake.
We're an hour.
A little far away.
We're an hour away
yeah,
from it.
Yeah, we're a little
a lot
far
of
away.
Mountains, I'll tell you that.
Why are there letters carved in the mountains? Like, there's a D over there, and if you look to the right, there's a G. I saw a G over there, and like the.
Oh, there is a G. Yeah, I see it.
Six earlier too.
You see over there?
Yeah, yeah, I see it. There's a G.
There's what looks like a D.
Yeah, I see the D.
You see it right there, Woody?
I see it.
Do you think it's a C or a G?
No, that's.
I think I saw an N when we were landing. So,
Carson City is the capital of Nevada, correct?
Correct.
Are you in Nevada? Are you in Nevada or Nevada?
Nevada.
See, I don't like that.
Do tourists say Nevada?
I don't.
You don't live here.
No, but hang
like
on a
that.
Second. Hang
you don't
on
live
a second.
Here.
Hang on a second.
Say almond or almond?
Ooh, I've never heard almond before.
Almond.
So they're almonds, and then when they're in the tree, and when they hit the ground, it knocks the
almonds.
L out of them.
Almonds.
I've never heard that before.
I just loved how excited Witty just sounded when he heard a new word. He was like, ooh.
Yeah. I was very... So anyway, so my take on Nevada is that it was born
Why'd
out
you make
of,
it Hispanic? Now?
Well, because it is. It was born out of people who came here saw snow on the mountains.
Oh,
and so they called
true.
It Nevada. Nevada.
Yeah.
And so when all of a sudden it turned into Nevada, I don't know how that happened. Why do you want to punch me?
How do you know what Nevada means?
Because it's a word in Spanish.
Yeah, that's true.
I know Spanish words.
Yeah. I didn't even think of that, Woody. Nevada.
Nevada.
Yeah. We don't see much proof here,
really
though.
It's just funny to say.
So what does Tahoe mean?
That I have no idea.
Ah,
that's a good question.
You fool!
Heavy truck.
You have something.
Should I Google it? I mean, you can make any word sound Hispanic.
You can.
If
you
really
can.
Dedicate
Dan does a really
it.
Good job of making sounds, making words sound Spanish.
Even when they're not?
Even when they're not, yeah.
Yeah. I do that once because I do MLS games for Univision. So, like, you really got to throw some flair on
flair,
the
yeah, yeah,
on Hispanic
absolutely.
Names. To the point where occasionally I will do it to names that I shouldn't. So I was
like
doing
what?
I was doing a DC United game once, and there is a forward named Ola Camara.
Not Spanish whatsoever.
And I turned into Ola Camara because I was like, I need to.
So you were saying hi to Alvin Camara, essentially.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
Bob Smith into Roberto, or what?
not quite that far. But every pronunciation.
You guys see this tweet? One thing about Miami people, they'll drive to Orlando, fly to Vegas, fly to Cali, but Fort Lauderdale will always be too far.
Absolutely, 100%. That is the truest thing I've ever heard. There is 100% truth to that. Anybody else's ears popping?
No. Oh, man. The first section on the Lake Tahoe wiki page is toponym, which is a word I've never heard of before, but I'm now delighted that I have learned of it. So it says here, the English name for Lake Tahoe derives from the Washoe word da'a, meaning the lake.
Huh.
Now I'm going to look up the Washoe wiki page. Washoe is an endangered Native American language spoken by the Washoe on the California-Nevada border in the drainages of the Truckee and Carson Rivers.
Kind of where we're going, essentially.
Yeah.
When do you see the England score?
Oh, did it finish?
It's 2-1 England in the 118th minute.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
I found myself rooting for Denmark. I don't know why.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, England's never won the Euro, right?
But Denmark had a guy almost die.
Yeah, that's a good point. You got me on that one.
What am I doing here? I tend to always root against that. England.
I mean, we are kind of hardwired to root against the French. So, like, the English can't be that far off because we did fight a war in order to create
independence.
One of my good friends is a big England supporter, so I like to
Give him. You know what? I find that generally your relationship for rooting against is based on the teams that your friends root for.
Yeah.
So I generally, like, root against. So, like, I used to be somewhat sympathetic in the Spain rivalry. I was more sympathetic towards Real Madrid.
Yeah.
And then I've met some Real Madrid fans.
And they're assholes.
I root for Barca now.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of my rooting against relationships are, how happy does it make you when your team wins, and how much do I not enjoy that happiness?
How annoyed will I be if you're happy?
Exactly.
Yeah. Aren't you a staunch Ronaldo hater, though, Witty?
A raider.
I am now, yeah.
When did that turn
happen? I don't know.
I
never really had a side in it, and then... All of a sudden, I was just a big Messi guy out of nowhere.
Think, like, so just one day you woke up and were like, I'm Messi.
Once I developed a proper appreciation for the game, I would say, I became a Messi guy. I would say the purists are Messi guys.
Did you know that in Portugal there's an international airport named after Ronaldo?
I did not. Is that the one where the statue is, where the crappy statue
that bust is?
I don't think it is, but I just read, you know, one of these rabbit holes where it's the 15 most dangerous airports in the world. One of them was Cristiano Ronaldo International.
So dangerous airports. What makes an airport dangerous? A lack of runway?
I think, you know, it's always the threat of a hat trick. I don't know.
that
should be chief among
the threat of a hat trick?
Yes, that's right. Right on the tarmac.
I thought he was going to say something inappropriate there.
Somebody's kicking soccer balls
gonna, like,
right at the plane.
So is that like an article? Do you ever click on the articles that are underneath proper articles?
Oh, all the time.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
See, those offend me as a journalist.
Yeah, then it's a slideshow. Yes. And, you know, you're 50.
Right.
You're 50 in, and
love a top 10 list.
Oh,
I hate those articles. I'm so offended because, like, they're so clickable, and yet they're like on garbage websites, right?
Yeah,
they're like not actual real websites. They're like clearly buying the space there.
Right. It's like virus websites almost.
Louis Picky up there with the air.
I'm good. I'm comfy.
As my dad always says, Louis, driver comfort is paramount.
Yeah.
That's right.
Ooh.
That's exactly right.
Is that a Greg Cody-ism?
Yes, it is an ism.
Yes.
Do you have any other maxims that you live by?
You know, never go on an express lane with more than 10 items.
Ooh. Well, I mean,
I know another one that you had. Dad, what's the thing when we used to go on vacations and it would be like we'd all be in one hotel room and it was time to go to sleep and you wanted the TV off but everyone else had it on, what would you say?
I would say that the driver comfort is paramount.
That's something else. I already referenced that
one. You have to...
No, you would say me maximum TV or something.
Oh, right. That's right. I forgot the me maximum law. Good. Well remembered.
Explain it. Like, I'm like doing... We're doing a bit... There's a microphone in front of your face. Talk.
Me maximum means that my happiness and comfort is paramount in all situations. Particularly in situations with my wife and annoying kids.
And so you would just, like, they would be pitch dark. He would just say, me maximum, TV. Right.
I slept in the bathtub in a hotel room once because they were annoying
that
me so
cannot
much.
Be true.
Come on, Greg.
That cannot be
Greg.
True.
He did the whole thing where he put on the show and he walked into the bathtub. He didn't actually end up sleeping there. He did the show of, I'll go in here and I'll sleep.
I did play the bathtub card.
What? Did you bring a pillow?
I think I did. Nice. Yeah, I'm no fool. I'm an idiot, but I'm no fool.
Speaking of Greg's Lobos, do we need to get a Lobo update? Can we get an off-season Lobo update?
Man, I wish I was prepared. I actually, on this recorder that I'm recording this on, I actually have the ability to play 4 sound effects on this recorder if I upload them into it. So I wish I was prepared with the Greg's Lobos fantasy update, but do you have anything for us?
I'm rather glad you're not.
We did not see that one coming.
No, we have no Lobos update.
No Lobos off-season update, wow.
Nevada, though, we should have maybe seen it coming.
Yeah. Have you dug into the, like, we're heading towards fantasy football.
We really are.
Heading towards training camp?
He has not read a word.
Right.
He has not read a word about fantasy.
No, I know nothing right now.
he'll grab
you. Are you a buyer of magazines? Do you buy the magazine?
No, I used to. Yeah. I used to buy the Sporting News. Would have all these annual Bibles and everything.
You would,
I don't do
you
that
would draft
anymore because a little thing called the internet.
You would draft Greg. You would draft Greg Jennings if we let you.
Is he still playing?
And it's just, that's
damn
just
right,
like,
I would.
I think I saw him.
He's an analyst. I think I saw him at the lounge at the Reno Airport. We saw Terrell Davis in the lounge at the Reno Airport. It's very exciting.
He is jacked.
Oh my god.
Chiseled.
Vascular.
Yes.
That dude is vascular.
He hasn't let himself go at all?
No.
Not at all. I think he's built more.
Yeah.
Oh, far in the distance over there, it looks like what might be. It's not because it's too steep. It would, like, imagine that as a golf course.
Yeah, that would be a bit steep.
That's the Paul Anka mountain range. Hmm. I feel like in Nevada, they name all the mountain ranges after, like, has-been Vegas performers.
That can't be true.
Yeah, that's the Paul Anka mountain range.
Where's the Frankie Valley one? Do you know where Frankie Valley is or no?
Of course I do.
Okay.
Who's the Paul
Anka? Oh, what a night.
Who's the Paul Anka of South Florida journalists?
Me.
Who is Paul Anka?
You don't know Paul Anka?
I don't know Paul Anka.
Oh, my God.
I don't either.
Having my baby. What a wonderful way of saying how
must
much
have missed
you
that
love
one.
Me.
What year, Dad? What year was his heyday?
It was totally an inappropriate lyric by Paul Anka at that time.
Would you say it again?
Big hit, though. Having My Baby was the name of the song.
Okay.
What was inappropriate about it?
Just
implying
all the woman is meant to do is procreate.
Oh, that's problematic.
Have you ever, there's a couple songs. Have you ever heard Ray Charles's I've Got a Woman?
I think I have, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think one of the lyrics is, a woman's place is right there in her home, I got a woman. I was like, wow, that does not hold up, Ray Charles.
No, it really doesn't. That was like 60s though, right?
Yeah.
What year was Paul Anka's heyday?
I would say 60s and 70s. I think Having My Baby might have been like early 70s, mid 70s even.
On the subject of inappropriate lyrics as well, is it Sting? Or is it the Police? I think it's the Police. The Every Step You Take, that song.
Oh, right.
Every step, like, and it's every step you take, every move you make, I'll be watching you.
Yeah.
That has to be one of the creepiest lyrics, right?
Yeah, a little dark.
Yeah.
A little dark, yeah.
I'll add another submission. Lionel Richie's Hello,
ooh,
the music video, is a bit odd as well. It's him as an art teacher, and he's trying to get friendly with a blind female student. I don't know if you've seen the video, but it's a little problematic.
It's fucked up that one of the lines is it me you're looking for?
Yeah, she's blind.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That is one of the lines.
And she's
low-hanging fruit.
She's creating, like, a sculpture of Lionel Richie, the teacher, and then he's there, like, helping her mold his face into a thing of clay.
It's finished after extra time. England 2, Denmark 1.
Wow.
England, Italy.
The Azzurri, mate. What a bonkers game of football that could be.
England's got to be favored, no?
Well, they're at home, but I would say the Italians have been the better team. And I would also say Wembley is not quite the home field advantage that you would think, because the English fans have so much angst, right? They haven't won a major tournament in 55 years. Right. They're going to have so much angst on was it Saturday, Sunday, whatever.
Oh, all the pressure on England.
For sure, yeah.
Thank God it's Sunday. I'm traveling Saturday.
Yeah. And we're missing actually a massive sports day.
We are.
It's a McGregor fight.
UFC 264 is going to be
huge. Is there NBA on Saturday?
I don't know.
I think it's
Sunday.
Game three.
Yeah, Sunday's game three. Okay. Thursday's game two.
I think the Gold Cup starts. The U.S. is run. Haiti, they take on Saturday night. I want to watch that.
As long as I don't have another horseshit travel day, I'll be home by 7 p.m.
Are we heading towards Reno?
No.
We're heading away from Reno. We passed by Carson City. I just saw the sign. Okay. Carson City.
That's the state capital, correct? I brought that a second time.
Yeah, you did.
That's
you really brought it around. Yeah.
That's the beer's talk.
Yeah, it's my third beer.
We're in Carson, Tahoe.
No.
That's what it just said right there.
Really?
Yeah.
Is there a Tahoe County?
I don't know, but it's Carson RV Park we just passed by.
I was going to ask.
That feels expensive.
We kind of thought that maybe this would be a good area for Mexican food. Is this a good area for Mexican food?
There's one place in Tahoe called Jalapenos, and they're not too bad.
Okay. When you say not too bad, what does that mean? Yeah, what does that mean? It's not a glowing endorsement, right?
I mean, it's good, but I've had better.
Ah. Weird.
Mm.
Where?
So where have you had
the name of a Mexican restaurant?
I make it better. Spiders.
Yes. Agreed. Exactly, agreed.
Yeah.
It's like as
what's
lazy
the
as you
there's
can
a
get.
There's a looks like that's someone walks into a Mexican restaurant and asks for chicken fajitas.
Yeah.
I feel like that was a member. That was an entry in the looks like game.
Yeah. No.
I think
definitely.
Might be Jim Harbaugh.
Jim Harbaugh. Yeah. I feel like
ooh,
that's the
Jim
kind
Harbaugh
of place.
Would be good.
Fajitas.
I think that's spot on, Chris. I think it is Harbaugh. It's either him or Mike Leach. I feel like Mike Leach would say something like that too.
I feel like you can get chicken fajitas at Jalapenos.
Yeah, definitely. And it's spelled with a G.
My ears are popping,
fajita,
by the way.
Like with a G, G I T A.
Yeah,
fajita.
My mother used to pronounce the word
taco.
Yeah, but she was in her 90s.
She's
so
from Boston.
We let her
she's
slide.
From Boston.
Taco.
Tacos.
How come you don't have a Boston accent?
I lived there for 2.5 years.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah.
1440,
but,
right?
Okay, but how about this?
And yet he claims to be from Boston.
No, but how about this? So, like, for example, like, English people that move abroad, their kids still have English accents.
Right.
So, like, you could
they
still,
do
you
lose
can still,
them sometimes,
you can still pass
though.
Down. Yeah, no, that's
I've
fair. But you,
that
you still do pass down an accent.
I could affect a New England accent if I chose.
Let's hear it.
Park the car.
Oh, but that's
everyone
could
that.
Everybody could do that.
Pack
one,
the cat, have it. Pack the cat, have it. Yad.
Say like a normal sentence, not the most stereotypical Boston sentence.
Oh, give me time. I gotta think of one.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Hey, look at you,
Michelle or driver.
Quarter in the meter.
Quarter.
Wicked good.
There was one time I went to a Patriots Dolphins game in Foxborough, and a Patriots fan looked over to me and my buddies who were obviously clearly from Miami, and he asked, who's the punter? It was the game that Ryan Tannehill had the safety that went into the back of the end zone.
Fields.
It was on like a Thursday night. No, it was Matt Da. And that's what I told him. He's like, who's the punter? I'm like, Matt Da. He's like, thanks.
Speaking their language.
Yeah. Like language. One in Rome, right?
This time.
Ooh. Can you, what is the letter out there? I can't see it.
Yeah, we need it. All right, I'm going to Google this.
We need binoculars or something.
That one's a C. I think that one makes me think the other one was a G.
Yeah.
Mountains in Reno with letters.
Mountain in Reno with letters.
I would say.
There's been a lot of them.
I'm a top tier Googler. All right, it says here, hillside letters or mountain monograms, as some people know them, have emblazoned the signs of mountains for more than 100 years in the U.S., typically used to mark schools or cities. They become a landmark that is a source of pride for the community. I've seen them around northern Nevada for my entire life, but I'd only ever made my way up to a couple. There are a number of hillside letters in our area. In fact, Nevada has the fifth most hillside letters in the nation.
Wow.
And my family and I made it our mission to hike up each one of them. We haven't gotten every letter in rural Nevada quite yet. We've knocked out the letters in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City.
Wow.
Hmm.
The only thing I dispute there is that these people around here take pride in these letters.
Yeah.
I don't think they give a shit about these letters.
Right. I think it's a desecration.
All right. I agree.
Now, you said you found a G, right?
Yeah, we saw a G.
So it says here.
I think I saw an N from the plane.
All right,
look, there's
so,
an S over there.
All right, so.
I just saw an S.
The Galena G you can access the trailhead through the neighborhood near Galena High School.
Huh.
And I even see, here's the G.
Yeah, I think that's what we passed.
I think that's what we passed.
That desk over there is very showy.
Get over yourself, S, right?
All right. Well, you know why? Because it's called the Sparks S. I feel like it's deserving of a little bit more flair.
I take back my get over yourself.
Is there every letter in the alphabet? Or is it
I only had the top five.
Is there an N? I saw an N flying in.
There's a double S, the Spanish Springs S.
By admission, there's 26 of them.
Right? Yeah. Maybe.
Well, we just had a double S, so it could be there could be 52.
Ooh, it's like double zero. Who's your number one double zero?
The Nevada N.
The only double zero I think
City,
of is
the Carson City
Brendan
C.
Ooh, Drew Gooden's a good one. Brendan Haywood is a double zero shout. I think of.
Was Gilbert Arena? Gilbert Arena is just a single zero. Zero, yeah.
Double zero is a bold move.
Yeah, not even.
Doesn't look good at all.
Yeah. The Hollywood sign started all this mountain stuff.
That didn't mean anything.
The Hollywood sign is completely needless, right?
Oh, yeah.
But it's also like, it's not anywhere near Los Angeles. That was one of the things.
Interesting.
When was he double zero?
Portland Trailblazers 2021.
Who?
He was double zero this year?
Who?
Carmelo Anthony.
Damn. Must have missed that one.
You feel like when you fly into, like the first time I went to Los Angeles, I thought the Hollywood sign was like right in the center of town.
Yeah.
But it's like way off in the distance.
Right.
And it's also like, they're just giant letters, like.
And the letters look very rickety.
Yeah.
You there's nothing impressive about it.
It needs an update.
I'm not following you guys down this path. I will not rip the Hollywood letters.
Really?
I'm a fan of it.
Have you been by them, Chris?
Nah, no. Oh,
you've never been to Los Angeles before?
They were doing a take. They agreed. I thought I'd go on the other side.
Robert Parrish.
Ooh, the Chief.
Are you still on double zero?
The Chief is the best double zero. I think we can agree with that.
The Chief. Smoking dope while dunking.
I love it.
Was he really?
Oh, yeah.
When in Rome.
God, who still calls it dope? Who still calls it dope?
But you know what, though? Like, I do think there are certain things in life that get stuck in the time in which you first learned of it.
Yes, right. Agreed.
So for instance, like, a lot of people will call it, like, recording a television show, TiVoing something.
Yes.
Because when they first learned of it.
Who still calls it TiVoing?
No, there are 100% people who call it TiVoing.
Yes.
Because
I haven't heard that word in years.
How about, like, Kleenex? Right? It's like a tissue
paper.
No,
that's different. That's different. That's when a brand becomes synonymous for an action.
Okay.
Right? So like to Xerox something or to Uber, right?
A lot
correct.
Of people who, Band-Aid is another one.
Yeah, Band-Aid is another good one. But I think...
What is a Band-Aid called?
Bandage.
It's a bandage.
Strip or something is the generic.
I think it's just a bandage.
Is it brand?
Yeah.
Yeah? You didn't know that?
I mean, I did, but I thought it was like a word. It's
just
and
a
they,
word,
like,
yeah.
Made a...
Hey, no one needs to use a bathroom.
I'm trending in that territory.
I'm trending in that territory.
Yeah.
I'm an elite holder.
You guys sound like my wife.
Yeah, Chris.
An hour trip. If we have an hour trip anybody. And my wife wants to stop to go to the bathroom, we are getting into a yelling argument.
I know. I'm just kidding.
So am I okay to just pull over and you go on the...
No, I'm just
on
kidding.
The side of the road?
No, he already finished. Yeah. He's good.
Just creating content over here.
What did he say? I'm going right now?
Yeah.
And he's done.
Warm in here.
Yeah. Is that legal here in Nevada? Can you pee outside? Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Can we pee outside in Nevada? Is that a thing?
No, it's just like
I don't know.
I wouldn't put it on your show, but I mean, just go behind a bush if you gotta go.
Yeah, I don't know. There's not many bushes around here though.
Do you pee in pools?
No.
What?
No.
Oh, yes, you do. Don't be embarrassed because the mics are on.
Yeah, water the bushes. What, you don't want to pee in a pool. People are swimming in it.
Yeah, but there's chlorine.
Yeah, chlorine.
I farted on the plane.
Yeah.
That's a whole other topic for another day.
Chris.
That's a whole other topic.
Chris.
Like, no one can hear anything.
I know it's here, but it's smell.
My aunt
I will admit to it.
Smelling.
The sign said, "Welcome to our ool." Notice there's no P in it. Let's keep it that way.
Wow.
I've seen that sign.
Kind of a long
that
sign.
That feels like a joke right
kind
up
of a
Greg's
long
alley.
Sign, yeah.
I'm going to be peeing on the fourth fairway tomorrow right in front of Philip Bailey, the lead singer of Earth, Wind & Fire.
Do you remember?
Exactly.
When Greg Cody peed.
He's on the fourth hole.
How many Earth, Wind & Fire references are you going to make in front of Philip Bailey?
As many as I can think of.
How excited are you?
Get him into my life, I'll tell you that.
They found the perfect person to be excited about Philip Bailey.
Yes.
Yes.
How do you think Philip's going to be?
Like, I hope he's worse than me.
I will say.
Yeah?
I will say.
Celebrities that do this
I was looking at this at the Pro-Am listings. Our group is the only group with five people listed as celebrity.
I saw it. It seems like a bit charity.
I was hoping I'm hoping that like the other groups are not just the celebrity by themselves, and they're just waiting on a group of five people. There's got to be like other people with them, right?
Yes, I assume for the Thursday tournament that these celebrities,
sadder than a celebrity
alone.
Once
where you saw one person, I bet that they can like bring whoever they want. Like they
yeah, whoever they want, or there's like sponsors, but they're not worthy of being listed.
Yeah.
Hmm. True.
Should we go through the list? Because I feel like there's a chance that we are the. Do you think we represent the worst celebrities on there?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Me and my dad are playing.
100%.
All right. I'm going to see if we can find one worse.
I think I saw like some like newscaster from some random city.
Oh, Brett Baer?
No, that's national.
He's on Fox News. National. All right, here we go. I got the full list.
Let's see.
This is exciting.
Okay.
As Greg hacks along.
Greg, you okay?
Yeah.
You good?
Okay.
Sorry. I have some tea in my bag. Do you want me to like...
No.
Get you a tea? A
throat coat.
Right.
Attaboy.
Okay. So the list, from top to bottom, Justin Tuck, Kyle Lowry, Vince Carter, David Wells.
Why am I on this list?
Kevin Nealon. We saw him in the lounge.
Do you want to describe the lounge really quick?
You didn't even tell me Kevin Nealon. That one's better. That's way better than Gary Payton. Or no, who is it? Terrell Davis?
No, Mike Vrabel.
No, but the guy that you said was Terrell Davis.
Yeah, Terrell Davis.
He was jacked.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Terrell Davis.
Do we want to explain? Do we want to explain the Reno lounge?
Yeah. Okay. So here's what happens. So we go down to go to baggage claim, and they told me go to the River Lounge, and
great name.
And so I'm like, okay, this seems fun, and so I see just a sign over just a random void in the wall. That says the River Lounge. We check into a table. There's a blue curtain. And I believe we described it as if Reno vomited the Masters.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of green tablecloths. Did it really?
It very small letters, though.
Didn't feel very VIP, to be honest. And so...
star power, though.
So Terrell Davis is there.
TD.
Who was there when we started? Was there anybody else? Well, no. Kevin Nealon only popped in. And we decided...
He popped in, saw he popped how sad in, it was.
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
Like
we just saw Tony, Lewis, and I sat there talking about England, Denmark. We're like, we need to get out of here. Yeah. And also...
Nealon popped in.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. That's
but
it was just like him looking in and going, I need to get out of here. Sorry.
So we decided that he was the lowest rung of celebrity that could walk into the Reno Airport Lounge. Because everyone else would either like PJ it or would have a car ready or wasn't relying upon NBC.
Kevin Nealon is like four times the celebrity that I am.
Well,
like
yes.
Five or six or like,
I'm not so certain.
Agreed, but still.
Lewis had to Google you.
You guys are disrespecting Kevin Nealon right now.
I think Nealon's a big name.
But by name.
Yeah, well, he's a that guy, right?
Wait, he had to Google me?
No, I'm sorry. He had to Google Kevin Nealon. He had to Google Kevin Nealon. Yeah. All right, so let me keep going. Brett Saberhagen. I think you're a bigger celebrity than Brett Saberhagen.
I wouldn't know Brett Saberhagen if he punched me in the face. I know the name, but I have no idea what he looks
Why is he punching you in the face?
Yeah, yeah.
Funny visual.
Is that how you know him? Just him punching in the face?
Yeah.
Alex Smith?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Oh,
and his broken leg.
Well, it's fixed now. Comeback player of the year, Greg.
We'll break it again tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
God.
Jesus.
God.
That's quite a prediction.
Hot take. Kevin Millar. AJ,
do you think before his golf swing he does a little Gary Sheffield thing?
Ooh,
oh, I'd like to see.
Ooh, I like that. I think of Kevin Millar as the Millar more than the Gary Sheffield.
Oh, that's absurd. Well, it's the poor man's Gary Sheffield.
I understand, but he's got his own thing. He's got his own twist on it.
See, his is kind of half-assed because he would bring it back and become a normal stance right as the pitch comes. Where Gary Sheffield is like flicking that thing like as the pitch.
Yeah, it was almost like his momentum
Kevin
into
Millar
swinging.
Kevin Millar did it like pre-pitch, and then as the pitch is coming, he'd bring his hands back.
Annika Sorenstam.
Nice.
Wow. Isn't she actually a golfer?
Yes.
This is not fair.
She made a comeback. Yeah.
Did she really?
Yeah, she was retired for years.
This is unfair. Why is she allowed to play?
It's pro-am.
Well, I mean, you
but
did give a...
she's listed as a celebrity.
No, but you did give a handicap. So, I presume Annika Sorenstam's handicap is nil.
Yeah.
Right?
Was it the guy in that email that was like, yeah, they like to throw people out if you sandbag?
Yes.
I told him, I was like...
Are you a sandbagger?
No, I told him, I was like... Do whatever you need to do so I don't get kicked out if I play well.
Stu is a sandbagger, right?
Yes.
100%.
Okay.
100%.
Good, we're on the same page with that.
AJ Hawk.
Ooh, Hawk.
The Hawk.
Great neck. Great neck on AJ Hawk.
Too much neck, actually, if I can.
It's controversial.
A lot of neck.
Alfonso Ribeiro.
Carlton.
Roger Clemens.
The Rocket.
Yeah, how did we make this tournament? This is Friday's tee times, though, right?
No, these are Thursday.
Oh, my God.
Ooh.
Jerry Rice.
Goat.
Ray Allen.
The GOAT, Jerry Rice.
Yeah, Jerry Rice, greatest wide receiver of all time. I don't think there's a debate with that.
There's a debate.
There is? Have you seen the stats?
Is that his only nickname?
But when you throw the word GOAT in there, I think like greatest football player of all time. Maybe, I guess, if you're doing it by position.
Maybe 80? Do you think 80 would be? I don't know.
Who, Bo?
Bo?
Who's 80?
80, you're on.
80, you're on Wake and Take.
Let's go out to 80.
Larry Fitzgerald.
What an ass. Like, physically. None.
Marty Fish, Philip Bailey, Stu Gotts, Greg Cody, and Chris Cody.
We are in, like, we have, like, the five least famous people.
Wow.
So hold on. Philip Bailey is
Why
famous.
Why are you having a go at our friend of the program, Marty Fish, like that?
I mean, is Marty Fish on the level of these celebrities?
He won the Pro-Am last year.
I know he's a good golfer, but in terms of just his celebrity as a tennis player, I mean, I feel like Roger Clemens and Larry Fitzgerald, these are bigger names. Like, Marty Fish would acknowledge.
Interesting, you went to the Rocket first. Roger Clemens is being like the...
How about... So we talk about that as a fivesome. This foursome.
Oh, my God.
Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, wow.
Travis Kelce. Oh. Rob Riggle. And Dan Quayle.
Wow.
What?
How did Dan Quayle get in there?
Is that a reliever?
How did...
Who that is?
No, it's the former vice president, right?
Exhumed. I was thinking of Chad Quayle.
Exhumed. Close.
I actually thought on the sheet they're right.
When's the last time you thought of Dan Quayle?
Well, not counting just now.
Yeah.
Probably in the 80s.
Yeah. On the sheet they're right below us, so I originally thought they were going to be right behind us, but they're actually teeing off
on one.
They're on one and we're on 10.
Yeah.
So they actually will take a lot of the attention away from us, I'm hoping.
It's kind of unfortunate.
Like, they're going to be...
I wanted a perfect world where Mahomes is trying to tee off, but you're still hitting.
It would be hilarious if my dad was, like, slowing up the round, and, like, Mahomes and Kelce are back 100 yards away, like, flailing their arms, like, what the fuck? Like,
who is this guy?
My dad's, like, putting for 8 on a par 4.
Quadruple bogey.
He's still looking for his ball in the woods.
I'm going to have to drop over here.
Quintuple bogey. Give me a minute.
Do we take gentleman's par in this round?
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm going to kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.